Blog Talk Radio.
Financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
All right. Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101. You can't win if you don't plug in. Hey, folks, on this Memorial Day holiday, we still decided to go ahead and have our show today so that even though people might not be able to listen into live, that I can record this and put some things together to send out to those on the team and then also those that's listening that's thinking about getting on the team. And I want to start off by sharing two stories of two of my favorite people. The first one is about Sarah Bredlow McWilliams Walker. Some of you might know her by the name of Madam C.J. Walker. She was born in Delta, Louisiana in 1867. She was the daughter of former slaves. She became Sarah McWilliams when she married at the age of 14. When she was 20, her husband died, and she moved to St. Louis with her daughter, Aaliyah. Walker became a washerwoman attending school at night, probably because of the stress of working and going to school. Her hair began to fall out. In response to a dream, see what that said? In response to a dream, she mixed together ingredients to stop her hair loss. She tried the mixture on herself, and it worked. She started selling her formula. Then she moved to Denver in 1905 and married Charles Joseph Walker. During this time, she added the French Madam, meaning Mrs., to her name. Her and her husband divorced in 1912 in a dispute over company management of the company that she created. By 1922, her company was making more than $1 million a year. She had employed 2,000 salespeople. These employees demonstrated the Walker system of treating hair, which was taught in her beauty culture schools throughout the United States and the Caribbean. Jobs, as Walker sales agents offered black women an opportunity to make money in careers other than maids and washerwomen, both of which Madam Walker had done. In 1912, she opened a factory in Indianapolis, Indiana, where she employed 5,000 African-American women. Madam C.J. Walker was the first African-American female millionaire. She was responsible for developing an interest in beauty among African-American women. In 1916, Madam Walker moved to Harlem, where she supported many worthwhile causes, including the NAACP, the Marcus Garvey Movement, the Annie Lynching Movement, Tuskegee Institute, and Bethune-Cookman College. She started an academy for girls in West Africa and endowed $100,000 for its growth. She commissioned Villa Liworo, a Hudson River mansion worth $250,000 at that time, to be designed by black architect Venter Tandon. The grand home was opened in 1918. Unfortunately, Madam C.J. Walker died in 1919 of hypertension. Her last words were, "I must get better to help my race." Her estate was valued at more than $2 million. And, I mean, this is something that somebody did in 1912, which was a very dark time. It was a peer in history of African-Americans with Jim Crow, which was, you know, we know of segregation and lynching and other things that was going on. And, I mean, Madam C.J. Walker had to have a vision. But it said, you know, hey, she was losing her hair, and in a dream she came up with a way she thought that would be able to stop her hair loss, and from that developed a product, from that developed a method for selling that product, employed over 2,000 sales agents, and opened a factory that hired over 5,000 people. Vision and plugging in. Now, what does that have to do with YTB? Well, for those of you that's involved in this business, one of the things that we have to focus on is that there's a system in place, and a system that will allow you to be able to earn extra money through this business called YTB. But in order to take advantage of the system, you must plug in. Now, if you don't plug in, you can't win. What do you mean by plugging in? We have a back office that you need to use and learn how to master so that you can take and keep track of your business and so that you can grow and know your business. YTB is a home-based business. It is designed for you to be able to work from the comforts of your home. It is designed so that technically, with the use of the telephone and with the use of the internet, you can do 90 to 95% of all you need to do for your business over the phone and through the internet. I'm living proof of that. There's people on my team that I've never met in person. I've only met over the internet and have talked to over the telephone, people in Illinois. One young lady this morning who did some training with, who's all excited and looking forward to doing her travel party this weekend, who lives in Memphis, Tennessee. Another person who's a real estate person who I met over the internet, who lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Another person who lives in Houston, Texas. These are people that are direct to me. And then there's people on my team have brought in who live in such places as Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We got some people that are looking to come on board in Hawaii who I've been communicating with. So, you know, I'm saying that to say that if you follow the system that's in place, you can use this system to truly build you a home-based business. And I want to give a shout-out to those that are using the system that's on our team. And I want to give a shout-out to Courtney Vaughn, who's up in Illinois, that's using the system and is plugging in. And because he's plugging in, hey, he's earning money and is building a team and has close to 20-some people on his team. I'll give a shout-out to Monticello Mitchell, who's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Because he's plugging in, he has close to 20-some people on his team also and is earning money. I want to give a shout-out to one of our newest people that came on board that's plugging in. That's Pamela Lee, who's in Memphis, Tennessee. hey, you know, she's doing what she needs to do to plug in. I'm going to give a shout out to Tony Murphy in Washington, D.C., who's plugging in. He's attending the events in the area, staying and plugged in with our upline, Dakari and Ikichi. And then there's some people out there that are straddling the fence. I won't call out your name because I'm not trying to embarrass anybody over the air. But you know who you are. You're not listening to the calls. You don't do enough work in your back office. You're not plugging in. And you complain about not earning any income. Well, YTB is not working for you. Well, it's not working for you because you're not working for it. The people that are plugging in, they're getting checks. You know, on Fridays, it's a great time around here for me. I'm not getting the big checks yet, but on Fridays, I get a check. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, those Fridays for, you know, for the checks that come in. And I know by constantly plugging in, those checks are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I want to share another story with you real quick. And that story is another Shiro of mine, and her name is Murray McLeod Bethune. And again, I'm sharing these stories because I want you to understand the need to have vision, and that if people could do stuff in tough times, my God, you know, we got some tough economic times right now, but we don't have nearly the obstacles that these people had, that Murray McLeod Bethune had, and that Madam C.J. Walker had. Murray McLeod Bethune was born on July 10th, 1875. The 15th of 17 children to sharecropper parents in South Carolina. She, unlike most in her family, was not born a slave. During her youth, school lasted only 3 months between planting and harvesting time. A seamstress in Colorado gave Murray a scholarship to attend Scotia Seminary in Concord, North Carolina. After graduation in 1893, she attended Moody Bible Institute in Chicago and was the only black student. She graduated from the institute in 1895. She began her career as a teacher at Haynes Institute in Augusta, Georgia. In 1897, she married Albus Bethune. Motivated by the thought of hundreds of African-American railroad laborers' children living in dire situations with high educational opportunity, she decided to build them a school with only faith and $150. You hear what I just said, folks? And let me tell you a little bit about this story. She looked at an empty lot, and there she visioned Bethune-Cookman College. She had $1.50 in her pocket, and she had a vision to build a college and went on and did it with $1.50 in faith. See, we're talking about vision, and the same with your YTB business. You have to be a visionary, you know. I remember when I got started in this business, you know, in the day, you know, I got 68 people on my team, but I remember when it started with one, you know, and having a vision. And, I mean, you need 500 people to get to the point of director, you know. So, hey, I have that vision. I know that 500 people, I know what's going to happen in time. But Murray McLeod Bethune, and that's why I read about these people and understand their lives and deal with it. But, I mean, this was one of the stories that always amazed me. He was a woman that wanted to build a college, and she had faith and $1.50. She described her efforts as follows. She said, I rang doorbells. I wrote articles. Whoever wanted would print them. I distributed leaflets, rode intermediate miles of dusty roads on my old bicycle, invaded churches, clubs, and lodges and chambers of commerce, sharing the news of what she wanted. As a result of her efforts, which also included selling sweet potato pies, the school, Daytona Normal Institute for Negro Girls, went from 5 young girls to a co-educational institution with 600 students and 32 teachers. She started off with 5 students. See, she didn't let the fact that when she started, well, I got 5 students. Eventually, she ended up with 632 teachers. The school merged with Cookman Institute, a men's college in 1923, and became Bethune-Cookman College, which continues to serve the South Florida area today. Her college is still in existence, folks, the same way as another hero of mine, Booker T. Washington. Tuskegee is still standing today. These people did some hard work. So, I mean, you know, there's no reason it's not to have vision. Miss Bethune founded the National Council of Negro Women, a national coalition of black women's organization. She served as director of the National Business League and the National Urban League in 1935. She received the NAACP Springer Medal for Achievement. Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed her director of the Negro Affairs Division of the National Youth Administration. She was the first African-American to receive an appointment of this kind, especially being in the president's cabinet. Her efforts resulted in 64,000 African-American students receiving vocational training and 4,000 receiving college degrees during the Depression at the government's expense. Again, folks, you need to be a visionary as you plug in. You need to be a visionary as you plug in. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to bring up my other theme song, It's My Time, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to share some things with you, how to think and grow rich, and also how to plug in even further. All right. I'm back, and I want to bring up my co-host. Hey, Mike DeSello, you there?
Hey, Satawa, I'm here, man.
Great. We have about 10 minutes left, and, you know, I shared those two stories because I wanted people also, you know, to think about today, this Memorial Day. I was just thinking about people with vision that had tremendous hard times that existed but did not let that stand in their path as obstacles towards achieving their goals. And in order to do that, they also had to plug into whatever was going on in their life at that time, and, you know, along with their vision. And so, you know, share your take on plugging in and vision.
Well, I'll tell you what, Satawi. First of all, you do have to have vision. For anything to work, I mean, it starts in the mind. And if you want it bad enough, you can make it happen. And so the things that you were talking about, see, the people, those people, they had a vision, they had a passion for their vision, and they just totally believed that they could get the job done. And you're right, the environment that they were living in was not conducive to them making that happen. But what did they do? Hey, they pushed forward. They didn't, you know, they just looked, they just kept their eyes on the prize. You know, they kept their eyes on that vision. And I'll tell you something that it relates to with what we do. They also had big hearts, and they wanted to help people. And so they did end up helping a lot of people, and are still helping to people today, even though they're not here. And with YTB, what we have is, you know, we have an opportunity to help a lot of people. Times are tough today. Gas is almost, well, gas is at $4 a gallon now, and it's going to go higher. And that's affecting everything across the board. It's affecting food, travel, everything. And so people are looking for a way to make extra money, to change their lives, to be able to do some of the things they want to do. And for some, just to be able to keep the lights on, those kind of things. So the thing that we have to offer people is help. We have a vehicle that we could use to help people with, Satawi.
So true. And as we tell people, when you come in this business, you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. And when we tell people that, you know, the thing is, again, as I said, you know, there's some people that are coming in and are plugging in and are understanding the fact that, you know, that there's a system in place to help you become successful in this business. Then there's some people that come in and they ignore, you know, the system and expect the results that they see other people get, but don't put in what they need to put in, because if they do, it'll work for them. But they got to, as we say, the theme of this show, you can't win if you don't plug in. If you don't know what's in your back office, how your back office going to work for you?
And see, that's, man, that's very powerful, because no business, there's no business out there that's running, that's having success, that doesn't have an administrative part to what it's doing. I mean, that's like going out the storefront to the office in the back to take care of your paperwork, to tally up what you're doing. I mean, that back office is a brilliant idea, because it separates your storefront from the administrative part of your business, and I think that's just brilliant, man.
Yeah, I mean, just think of, you know, I mean, it keeps you from getting bogged down in tons of paperwork. I mean, you know, I've had, you know, another business that I still, you know, involved with besides YTB. And, I mean, the paperwork, you know, I mean, I have to do all of the paperwork. I don't have a back office with my non-profit business that I run. If I don't do the paperwork, it don't get done. You know, and I have to keep track of, you know, receipts and do financial reports and do follow-ups. I mean, we have something called an automated marketer. You know, a lot of people don't utilize this. Share, folk, how that works in their back office.
Hey, and that you can load that system from your rep page. And what you do is you put their travel deals. See, as travel agents, we always run across travel deals and steals, and our company does, and they send them to us. Well, the automated marketing system, basically, you load names and emails in there, and the people that receive these emails, they'll receive each week some travel deals and steals that they can take, you know, and these are like quick getaways. And once they do that, let's say they decide to take a trip. Well, your travel site comes up. They book it on your travel site. You get paid. But the company automatically sends these out, you know, for those names and email addresses that you load into that system.
I mean, that's so awesome. I mean, because, like, you know, for me, with my other business, if I want to remind people of a program I got coming up, I have to actually physically remember to you know, do the get the stamps, the envelopes, and print out something and mail it to them in the mail. If they have an email address, then I need to set up a program with my website, and then you know put stuff in and then send it out where they're. With our company, you put it in one time, you know, and then once it's in there, every, you know, time a deal comes up, they're going to automatically send it out, you know, to those people on your list. So, I mean, that's a great, you know, one of the other great tools we have. One of the other great tools that we have, you know, the company tries to keep you abreast of what's going on, and also as you bring new people into business, the company has different calls called Getting Started with YTB. They have a travel training call. They have several different calls that come on each night of the week. Now, one of the beauties of this is besides having the calls live, how else do they have the calls, Monty?
They are archived, meaning that if you missed a call or if you missed Coach's show, if you missed anything, you can go in your back office and pull that call up or that show up that you missed and look at it at your convenience, you know, in the comfort of your own home. So, Tyler, they've just made it so convenient to be in business and keep abreast of everything that's going on, because if you miss it, you can still get it.
Hey, that's so awesome. I mean, you know, and, you know, as far as, you know, like I said, this particular program we're doing tonight, you know, I'm going to be, one of the things about having Blog Talk is that, you know, the programs are archived, and this one's being, you know, will be saved, and I'll be able to send it out to people in the email format, and I'm going to be sending it out to some of the team members that, you know, haven't been plugging in, to just try to encourage them a little bit more to take advantage of their business. So, you know, when y'all listen to this, when you get it, plug in, you know, hey, you know, you got time to listen to the calls, you know, at your own convenience, but you still have to listen to them. And that's all we're really trying to get across, is a message so that you can understand your business. You truly have a home-based business. We're not asking you to meet us at a hotel to hear the, what's on the call, drive across country to get somewhere to hear what's on the call. You can do it right out of your back office. You know, we have a major event coming up in August with the convention, but the company doesn't require you every month to go, you know, crisscross across the country, I mean, and go do things. They only ask you to do stuff like that once you become a director. But when you're a director, they're going to pay you to do that above the money that you're already making. And, you know, we're down to our last minute for this particular broadcast of the day. And share some closing thoughts, Monty, and some of your vision of what you'll be working on the rest of the week.
Well, I think it's just very important, the things you were talking about, as far as having the vision and just doing it, Satawi. I mean, that's just what it gets down to. You visualize, conceptualize, and you just do it, and you do it and do it and do it. And I joined the call late today. I was out there. I had a place I wanted to go post some flyers, and people, these flyers really work. You know, we've started to get calls from some of the flyers in the places that we've got them posted, like coffee shops, places like that. They have these boards in there that you could put business cards and flyers and whatever up. And so we've just, that's one of our campaigns, you know, the flyer campaign. We post them all over. And the calls have started coming in, and I'm sure there'll be more and more calls going on, Satawi.
That's great. So those team members out there, when you get this message, when I email it to you, you know, if you need a flyer, hey, I even designed the flyer for you and email it to you so you can have the flyer and get the flyers out so people can start calling you about your business. I want to just say God bless everybody. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. Hey, plug in, people. Plug in. We got something to offer people. And when people complain about the prices of gas, you can share with them how they can make some extra money. Until next time, take care, and God bless everyone listening under our voice. Peace. Talk to you later, Monty.
All right.